This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The initial estimate of U.S. GDP growth for the last quarter rolled in this morning at 2%. And that's an improvement over the previous quarter. Marketplace's Mark Garrison's been up early with us, digging into the new number.
Substantial bumps in government spending, as well as home building and improvement, fueled the gains. Consumer spending, the vast majority of America's economy, also rose despite the weak job market. But economist Hugh Johnson says there's a long way to go.
Although that sounds good, that it's better than we saw in the second quarter, it's still fairly anemic when compared to other recoveries in the post-war period.
It'll take a lot more than 2% growth to really move the needle on jobs. Still, today's GDP number was a notch better than most predicted. Kerry Leahy of Decision Economics points out that a small change can make a big difference.
If you're the incumbent president of the United States, it's easier to defend a 2.0% number than a 1.9% number, because 2 is a heck of a lot better than 1.
But perhaps the most important number before Election Day appears in a week, when the unemployment rate comes out. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.